conjure.
Hello. This may be kind of an interesting night, guys. We're going to go ahead at 6:10 and do a very brief work meeting due to a lack of a quorum until just now.
Way to go, Kevin.
Oh, Lisa, I'm 3 minutes before you.
I just
take that one off. All right.
I was going to tell him. Come on.
If you don't find any pizza, it's your fault.
Yeah. Brad, if you would just tell us a little bit about the fraud risk training.
Thank you, Mayor.
Or fraud risk in general.
So, I sent you a memo as part of your packet information. So the state auditor is now requiring that each municipality and county do a fraud risk assessment. And
well, they've been requiring it for a while.
Yes.
And they just said as long as every year you get a little bit better, then that's all we care about until this year.
And so what happened is this year it wasn't the state auditor, it was our insurer, the Utah Local Governments Trust, that came to us and said, for us to continue to insure you, you need to receive a certain score on this fraud risk assessment. And so it was very short notice, so we started scrambling, and I pulled up the assessment, looked through it in detail. It looks like we're in the process of doing a number of things, and we will be able to meet that requirement. Now,
I want to see your guys' written note to be like, taking those shelves.
Please, stop! Please!
Okay, keep going, Ben.
So, the final thing that we can do, and if we do this, we will receive a perfect score on the fraud risk assessment, and that is, if you'll go to the next slide, Michael. And it's hard to see, but in the memo there is a link that you can go to, a website you can go to, sponsored by the state auditor, and that has some training that the mayor and council can take, and we will receive 20 points on the assessment for doing that, And so you go, you create an account, it's called the Introductory Training for Municipal Officials 2023. You complete the training and there are tests along the way. They're not extremely difficult, but there are tests as you finish each section. And then it provides you with a certificate and then you have to provide that to the mayor. It requires that you provide it to the head of the council. And
if we don't pass the test, are we fired?
You're off the council.
So,
is that all it takes?
You're not insured.
So if before the 30th, if each council member could go and take that, it's not going to jeopardize our insurance coverage because we are going to receive enough points. But if you do take it, then we will receive a perfect score on the fraud risk assessment.
Have you or can you send a link to that?
Yes, I certainly will send a link.
Right?
Yes, I included it in the packet, but I will also email you a link, and I would appreciate you doing that. And it covers a number of things. It covers finances. It covers records requests. It just gives you kind of a really quick, basic overview of just various items that pertain to municipalities.
Okay. Thank you. And
thank you.
Brad, when do you have to turn in our score, our final score?
So I have to have that turned in by the end of the month. So that's why I'm...
Okay,
I'm,
so council, let's set the goal then to have these back to Brad by...
Did you send us
a link to go to, or can you, or what website do we go to do that?
So
the link's in the packet.
The website is, it's in the packet.
Training.auditor.utah.gov.
Yes. Training.auditor.utah.gov.
This site cannot be reached. I've tried it three times.
Oh.
Check for a typo.
Okay. Let me jump in here quick.
Brad, maybe even if you would just do a specific email with just the link and then ask everyone to return it to you by the end of day, Monday the 26th.
Okay, yeah, so I just pulled it up and it's training.auditor.utah.gov.
Utah spelled out.
Utah spelled out.
Okay. Training.auditor.utah.gov.
Training.
Okay.
You said the 26th.
Yeah, end of day 26th. I got it. And if you're like me, that means you should do it tomorrow or you'll forget, but whatever. I get it. Okay. Thanks, Brad, and thanks for keeping us up to speed on that. Michael, would you explain this? What was that?
The link in the email, or in the package, had a www, and I'm screwing it up.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Sorry
so
about that.
Okay. All right, will you just explain this, and then we'll go to our regular meeting?
Yeah, thanks, Mayor Johnson. So there is a sheet of paper in front of you, and I also emailed this probably an hour before the meeting. So it's a worksheet regarding the general plan, since we have the newly adopted general plan. What I did was I went through the redlined version and just pulled out items that, 18 of them, items that kind of planted the seed for some change. And what we'd like to do is get a feel from the mayor and from the city council on what items you feel are highest priority for us to work on. And so if you could rank those items 1 to 18, we'll be able to find out which are your priorities as a group. And so we'll get one from everybody. Jeff and JC received it. And just once you finish it, you can either give me the hard copy or you can email me. And once I receive them all, I'll tally up the rankings of which items we'll work on first. Now, it could be some of these items are code text amendments, some are our land use map amendments, some are policy changes. And then we do have some state code requirements that we're going to have to make, like we talked about in our last meeting with how we process applications. So we'll work on these as quick as we can, including the ones that are mandated by the state. But once we get this priority list in order, we'll be able to start working on these items. So Corbin and I will start jumping into them.
Yeah.
Are there questions regarding this?
I would just remind everyone to keep in mind that Senate Bill 174 is probably going to be number one first, and then the rest of these. So just said that was the one that Corbin gave us. The
number was that again?
SB 174. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael. Okay. Why can I never remember? Do we have to technically adjourn work meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Someone want to give me that motion?
Make the motion to adjourn work meeting.
Second by Kevin. All in favor?
Aye.
We will adjourn work meeting. If anyone needs a quick break, anybody? Are we good to just go?